SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris will finally give an interview, but there's a catch. It will not be a solo interview on CNN. Running mate Tim Walz will be there with Harris, and it will not be a live interview. To mute or not to mute? That is the question when it comes to a Trump-Harris debate.
In a social media post Tuesday afternoon, Donald Trump claimed an agreement had been reached and that debate microphones would be muted when it's not a candidate's turn to speak. But the Harris campaign rejected that claim a few hours later, saying the issue remains a matter of ongoing conversation with host network ABC. Trump's campaign wants mics to be muted, while the vice president's team prefers unmuted mics for the duration of the debate, which is scheduled for September 10th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In what might provide another boost to former President Trump's popularity, Mr. Trump has been indicted again by special counsel Jack Smith. It has to do with a 2020 election interference case. The BBC's Carl Nassman in Washington.
In terms of the case itself, it's very unlikely that this will even begin before voters go to the polls on November 5th. And if Donald Trump does win that election, if he becomes president again, he'll have the power to tell the government to drop the case altogether. So we'll have to see what happens there. Interestingly, in terms of spectacle and media, Jack Smith has said that he won't require Donald Trump to have another arraignment. So we won't likely see that big media scrum again. We won't see Donald Trump come back into a courtroom to face these new charges.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel says the 9 Palestinians killed in West Bank raids were terrorists, and the military operation is aimed at protecting Israeli civilians from attack. Vandalism on the Cornell University campus as anti-Israel protests pick up again with the start of the fall semester. On Wall Street, Dow futures 10 points higher. This is SRN News. A Christian astronaut settles in for a long space flight.
Imagine leaving on a week-long business trip and having it extended to 8 months. That's what happened to Butch Wilmore. He and astronaut Sonny Williams went up in a Boeing Starliner for a test flight in June, ran into technical difficulties, and are now stuck on the International Space Station until February. Wilmore says, quote, "We trust in a sovereign God. Whatever the plan is, we're ready for it." He is an elder at Providence Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some school officials in Oklahoma say they will not comply with a new order requiring that a copy of the Bible be placed in every classroom. A spokesman for the State Education Department says the mandate is not optional and that the superintendent has a wide range of tools to deal with rogue districts that do not comply. Meanwhile, other states, including neighboring Texas, are seeing lawmakers advance similar efforts to incorporate the Bible into public education. This is SRN News. Companies are being flooded with job applicants from, of all places, North Korea.
Tech startup Cinder says it suspects as many as 4 in 5 applicants from some job websites are part of a remote work scheme aimed to help fund the North Korean state. A cybersecurity expert told Forbes it saw one email account automated to apply to 300 different jobs, usually in IT. Once hired, they use IT to complete tasks and can make as much as $300,000 a year. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A federal report concludes that freight railroad BNSF generally strives to improve safety on a consistent basis, but that message doesn't always reach the frontline workers. And those workers are often afraid to report safety concerns out of fear of being disciplined. That's a newly released assessment of the Federal Railroad Administration. More details at SRNnews.com.